Hillary Clinton steps to the podium tonight in Philadelphia to accept the Democratic Party nomination for president. The finale of an historic week and sometimes raucous week as supporters of Bernie Sanders vent their disappointment and at times rage. Congressman Dan Kildee of Flint is with us now from Philadelphia. And Congressman, I saw you standing there at Senator Debbie Stabenow's side as she announced Michigan's vote during the roll call on Tuesday night. What were your thoughts as you watched Hillary Clinton's nomination become reality?
Well, interesting. It was a great moment. And my thoughts were far less about politics. I thought about my mom, who has lived long enough to see a woman nominated for president, my daughter, who will cast a vote for a woman as president, and my five-year-old granddaughter, who will now grow up in a country where that glass ceiling has been broken. And it was honestly much more of a personal sense of gratitude and joy that I had than anything political.
There were some very, very powerful speeches last night with, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, former Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and Vice President Biden, President Obama. Whose speech won the night for you?
Well, I think President Obama, because of the fact that this is his last address to the convention as President of the United States, really captured not only the moment, but actually captured the message. It was a great speech. You know, he's obviously a skilled orator. But the substance of that presentation, I think, left a lot of people really, really moved. And, you know, the focus that he brought to what the real question is going forward, a person who has occupied the Oval Office for 7.5 years knows more than anybody else what it takes to do that job. And his observations about the choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, I think, were very important. And of course, it was in some ways his farewell address to the party. So it was pretty moving.
Indeed. I to your point about the question here before America, it seems that the mission of most of the speakers this week would be to crack that shell of mistrust that so many Americans seem to have about Hillary Clinton. Never mind the liking or not liking, because we don't have to like our president, but we do have to trust our president. Did these speakers succeed in your view?
I think to a great extent, yes. And of course, much of that is going to be up to Hillary during the campaign. You know, I know Hillary Clinton, and I trust Hillary Clinton. I think there's been a very serious concerted effort to try to discredit her. That's politics. It is really the function of these political parties, sometimes certainly the Republican Party, to try to demonize our candidate. But, you know, these elections, they are sort of determined on a number of fronts. Policy is one question, like what are the policies? Clearly, people can distinguish what Hillary's policies are. It's very difficult to figure out what Trump's policies are because he never articulates them. But the question of trust, you know, we hate to turn it on that, but the question of trust, if this race is based on the question of trust, all we have to do is just look at the record of the two candidates. We can't believe a word Donald Trump says. I mean, he is almost pathological in his willingness to distort and actually pretend that he didn't say things that are still echoing in the room that he's speaking in. It's almost inconceivable that he could be a legitimate candidate for president.
But do you worry that he could be elected? Do you believe he's got a real chance?
I think, you know, we cannot take anything for granted. More than likely, it will be a close race. I think we have to certainly work as if it's a very close race. I think it is. If he is competitive, it's because he is appealing to the worst nature, to the fears of people, to their, you know, their anger. We understand those fears and we understand that anger, but we think Hillary Clinton does, the Democrats do, that we are called to the offices we hold, not to pander to the worst instincts in people, but to try to elevate people to get beyond their fear, to get beyond their anger, and to try to create a path forward. That is what we have to do in the next few months. That's what I've been trying to do my whole life, and I think Hillary will be able to do it. So I do have some concern, but I think we can overcome it.
Congressman, we saw Wednesday had Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan and Flint Mayor Karen Weaver at the podium speaking to the convention. Why do you think Michigan got more attention at the Democratic convention than at the GOP convention?
Well, that's a good question. I think in many ways, because the policies of the Democratic Party align with the people of Michigan, and it would be very difficult, I would suppose, for Michigan to have played a central role in the Republican convention when their nominee suggested that auto workers and auto jobs should be shifted to Mexico so that they can lower the wages and then maybe have those jobs start up again with much lower wages, or a nominee who would suggest that General Motors should have gone bankrupt. So I think they would have had a very difficult time focusing much attention on Michigan when it's so clear that the policies of Donald Trump, to the extent that we can figure out what they are, have not really been aligned with the deeds and interests of the people of Michigan.
Congressman, I cannot let you go without noting that it certainly has been a very, very big week for you to meet and talk with Michigan's Democrats from, you know, people from all over the state. Your name is being mentioned more frequently in connection with a possible run for governor in 2 years. I'm wondering, what are you hearing from delegates this week who would clearly like to see a Democrat get in the governor's office? I'm wondering how much food for thought this week has given you.
Well, I've certainly had a lot of people encourage me to think about it, and my answer has been that I will give it a lot more thought when the time comes. My focus is right now on 2016. The 2018 election, you know, while it seems like it's a long ways away, I guess it's not that far. When the time comes, I'll give it a thought. But the other point that I make to folks is I'm not interested in running for any office, just to hold office. All of this is about trying to grow our economy, create greater opportunity. If I feel like in a year or so that there are enough people in Michigan across the political spectrum that are ready to sign on to a big, bold agenda that has us betting on our future again, that will play very heavily in the decision as to whether or not I run for governor.
Congressman Dan Kildee of Flint from Philadelphia at the Democratic National Convention. Great talking with you, Congressman. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.